नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमाते गौर गोविंद स्वामी की नामने नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी की नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवारी पश्चाते सकारी वंशकल्पतरूप्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च अतिथानां भावनिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे टुडे आई एम फीलिंग मोस्ट ऑनर्ड टू हैव द अपॉर्चुनिटी अमंगस्ट all of you worshipable followers of Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj to speak a few words of my great appreciation and love for this great Paramhamsa Vaishnava. The supreme gift of Krishna's love for the world is when he sends such pure unmotivated devotees as Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj to help us to learn the art of devotional service. By the inconceivable will of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Sri Sri Nithai Gaura Chandra, the Lord sends his beloved devotees to this world, and by their inconceivable will, he calls them back to the spiritual world. But Srila Thakur Bhaktivinod so beautifully explains this inconceivable phenomena. Dandi Samadhi Mandir of Srila Haridas Thakur, that he has inscribed this most blessed verse. He reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die, for thou art living still in sound. Vaishnavas die to live, and live to spread the holy name around. His divine grace, Srila Gaura Govinda Swami Maharaj, lived as an example of exclusive devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Himalayan mountains, whatever conditions took place in this temporary world, he maintained complete steadfastness in his in his devotion to the ultimate Siddhanta of Lord Chaitanya. He was always manifesting such deep compassion and concern that every living being find the supreme pleasure of loving Krishna. Even in a condition of such physical difficulty, he never stopped traveling throughout the whole world in these past recent years to give more and more persons the treasure of Krishna Prema. There was no limit to his faith in the mercy of the previous acharyas, in the holy name of Krishna, and in the message of Krishna. His complete absorption in the narration of Krishna's teachings and pastimes, Krishna Katha, is like a vast ocean. And by his great kindness, he wanted the whole world to submerge and become purified in that ocean of Krishna Katha. On the disappearance day of the spiritual master, it is a time of great grief and lamentation. When we offer the tears of our heart at his lotus feet, it is a time when more than ever before we must dedicate our lives to fulfilling the desire of such a great soul. Srila Prabhupada recognized the greatness, the purity of Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj, and not only accepted him as a disciple, but honored him and respected him as a great Vaishnava. On this day I pray that all of Srila Prabhupada's followers and all Vaishnavas throughout the world also share this vision with Srila Prabhupada and honor and worship this great personality. Today I fall at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj and beg forgiveness for offenses I may have committed to him and his worshipable followers. All of the assembled Vaishnavas were very dear and beloved servants of Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj. I pray that you may accept me as your servant. If you so kindly accept me as your servant, you will give me the most treasured fortune of becoming the servant of the servant of this great Vaishnavacharya, Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj. Thank you very much. Sarvapatarubhyascha vipasindubhyayevacha abhidhana bhavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj ki Srila Prabhupada ki Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki.
Disciples carried him in a car, and we followed, few of us followed him to Bhubaneswar. And one of those devotees, one of those GBC members who were asked to go to Bhubaneswar is His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. So I'll request Radhanath Maharaj to say a few words.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Nama Namaste Saraswati Deve Om Bhavani Pachari Nirvishesha Shunya Bari Paschacha De Satare Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kipasindu Vyaheva Cha Vatidhanam Bhavani Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Punatananda Sri Atoit Gadadhara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is a very great loss to our movement and to the world when, by the inconceivable will of Lord Sri Krishna, such a exalted, committed, and pure-hearted Vaishnava as Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj is taken from our association. Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj was born in a village in Orissa, and his family and the ancestors of his family were all very great devotees of Lord Jagannath in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, his forefathers were famous throughout Orissa for their beautiful performance of the kirtan of the holy names of Sri Krishna. He was born and raised in the Vaishnav society, and when he was about 45 years old, he left his family, he left everything in search of a genuine spiritual master who would give him the supreme mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga. He traveled throughout all of India, and alas, he came to Vrindavan. And it was there that by the mercy of Sri Gauranga, he had the blessed fortune of meeting His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhu. And he understood from the core of his heart that this was the man that I must give my life to. When he saw so many foreign devotees at the Krishna Balaram temple, he was thinking that Lord Chaitanya has given the order that the name of Krishna should be spread through every town and village. This is the only person in the world who has fulfilled Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. I will surrender to him. And Srila Prabhupada was so very pleased with having such a disciple as Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj. Practically immediately, he gave him first initiation, second initiation, and sannyasa initiation. Srila Prabhupada treated him as one of his most beloved sons. He asked him to translate all of his books into the Orient language. He asked him to build a beautiful temple in Bhubaneswar. And he asked him to preach all over the world. And we know that he has fulfilled all of these three instructions of Srila Prabhupada in a most wonderful and glorious way. His simplicity, his humility, his utter strictness in following the true principles of Vaishnavism are a great light which has brought so much benefits to the entire Vaishnava society. Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj was and will forever be within our memories an example of a devotee that we can strive to follow in the footsteps of. And on this auspicious day, we are so fortunate to offer our grateful obeisances at his lotus feet. At this time, his disciples all over the world are feeling the suffering of separation from their beloved Guru. And at this time, I pray that we can put all misunderstandings or whatever aside, and we can truly reach out to encourage and inspire his followers. And the best way we can do that is to show our love and our respect for their Guru Maharaj and our concern for their spiritual progress in chanting the holy names and serving Srila Prabhupada.